exchanged wicked glances and grinned. Then Snort puffed himself up to his full height and tapped himself on the chest.
Rip and Snort, howl up, son. Not dummy ranch dog with weenie bark.
Oh, yeah? Let's see you do it. The cannibals exchanged grins and nodded their heads.
Ha! Hunk fixing to see. Better watch real close.
The brothers turned and faced the east. Well, they had that part right, facing east instead of north or west. They sat down on their haunches, puffed themselves up with big gulps of air, and started launching their famous Coyote Howl Up the Sun song towards the eastern horizon. Have we discussed that song? Maybe not. It was a special coyote song they used for this one big event. It wasn't quite as bad as most of the trash they sang, but it was bad enough. Here's how it went, word for word and note for note.
Sun, get up off your dump. We cannibals order the start of day. Take a leg out of bed, or else we will have to get mad. That's bad. Cannibals order the start of day. Take a leg out of bed, or else we will have to get mad. That's bad.
Well, they finished their noise, and you know what? It was still as dark as the inside of a cow. The sun wasn't coming up. This pleased me, of course, but I didn't dare say a word. Snort mumbled something about dummy sun, and then he and Rip reloaded their lungs with air and went back to work. This time they skipped the singing and went straight into howling. They howled so hard and loud, they both collapsed on the ground. Snort called me over.
Maybe Hunk better help howl up stupid son.
Now you're talking. Okay, guys, the gloves come off now. Let's give it the full load this time. And so it was that